That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good! Go on, Carlos.
Get up! P-p-p-pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all loud, so that way when he, you know.
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 98 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, is my brother from another mother, all the way from Canada, and that, of course, is Professor Science Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Oh, it's you and me, B, for this episode. It's going to be a weird one. There's no Marcy to keep us in check.
Indeed. Marcy's unable to make this episode because there was a fight that brew out between Louise Lasser and not Louise Lasser. So she had to go and sort of calm them both down. So that's why she's not here with us tonight for the show. However, though, we have two very special guests who are basically family at this point. Because this is their latest guest appearance on this show. And they, of course, are Colin and Gotts, the hosts of the Trash Panda podcast. And welcome back, guys, to the show.
Hey, what's up? I think I broke Colin.
You broke me already.
And we haven't even started the movie yet.
Bro, I'm so excited for this one, too. Oh, I don't even know what it is, but I'm excited. It's ICP. Let's go. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. So we promised the great Louise Lasser off will happen. You know, let's aim for episode 100 coming up.
Exactly. Which is, we already have our movie picked out for episode 100, which we're not going to reveal just yet. Let's just say it's a huge one, and I think everyone's going to absolutely love that we're finally going to do for this show. But until then, though, Batch,
yes.
What is your pick for this week?
Oh, because my last pick went over so well with Ghosts Can't Do It.
Ghosts?
I want to do a fun one in honor of our guests. I am a juggalo. I don't know if they are juggalos. But we are doing, keeping in tradition with the 2B Tuesday podcast, is we never do the first movie of a franchise, or we try not to. We're doing the Insane Clown Posse movie, Big Money Rustlers, the sequel to Big Money Hustlers. This is a sequel and a prequel at the same time.
Exactly. But also, Batch, this is our first Western we've done the show, and it's taken 98 episodes to finally do a Western.
We were just talking about watching Westerns, too, so this is tight. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Indeed.
Did you ever go... So, you are a juggalo.
I am a juggalo.
Did you ever go to the gathering?
No, but I know someone who has.
Oh my God.
I'm a juggalo too. I've been to the gathering every year. It's me, Kravitz, number one podcaster, co-host of the show. I'm taking over for the Marcy. And I love the gathering and the juggalos because they're so stupid. Because I sell them like reggaeton and say it's like really powerful weed. And they're so stoned and they're so dumb. And they pay for I make so much money that weekend.
Craven, you already have your own show now. You can't take over as a co-host for Marcy for this show.
Dude, I just have a stroke.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Beat. Listen to Everybody Loves Kraven, the number one podcast now available on the WebTales podcast feed. Starring me, Kraven the Hunter, and no Louise Lasser, she's banned.
You haven't muted yourself, bro. I'm dying over here.
Indeed. So, All right, everyone, as you all know, we'll lay down the ground rules for this show as we usually do. Now, what you need to do is look up the film Big Money Rustlers on Tubi, and from what I understand, it is playing on Tubi everywhere, so it's easy to watch. So we'll play the movie from the very start, so I'll count us down from five, and then that when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that way we'll you can pause the film, and once the ads are finished, we'll let you know. But we'll make sure to also give a timestamp as well, just in case. And however, if you're one of those people who's not interested in watching Big Money Rustlers, that's okay, because I still think the audio commentary on it's exactly, how dare you? but I'm pretty sure that the audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. So let's get straight to it. Batch, Colin, Guts, are you ready to get insane with a clown posse, literally, in Big Money Rustlers?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
I'm going to take that as a yes. So,
B doesn't know what whoop, whoop means.
Yes, I know nothing. I'm not a juggalo whatsoever. Indeed. All right, we'll start.
Four real juggalos.
We knew Josh, though. Josh was a juggalo.
I know.
Whoop, whoop, RIP, Josh.
Let's get recording in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, it's on a Full Moon production.
No, yes. Is Tim Thomerson in this?
He should be.
Hey, yo.
Poor snorts.
Fago whiz.
Wow.
This is going to be a good episode. I feel it right now.
I feel like I should have been high and prepped for this movie.
Bede, we can help with that.
I guarantee you that Fago in those guns.
Yes. Fago.
That's Todd Bridges.
Is it really?
Kevin Gill.
Wow. So every former star is in this movie.
It's Action Bronson.
I was gonna say that's not Doink the Clown.
No. It's Violent J, baby.
Baby, he a rough.
That's real pretty. Four naked ladies and a one-eyed jack.
I like so far, nobody's questioning, like, this is, we're in the West, and nobody's questioning, like, why this guy is wearing clown makeup.
I mean, he's a gangster. That's all they know. He's a rustler.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he had one day left of retirement. So did he.
Oh, he did. And so did he.
Why is his beard white?
Should be black.
Dave, like, you don't have to have a beard for the kid, baby.
It's kind of like Cesar Romero in the original Batman TV exactly, show, because he had a mustache, but he just painted over a white. Are you fucking
dead? That's a mighty big talk from Dead Man.
Oh!
Oh!
He didn't even use his gun. Oh wait, it was that guy.
Woo!
Buggers. Well, about at least four men died since yesterday. I'm gonna go by each. Oh, it is too.
Pay my respect.
Oh,
to their wives. R.I.P. Scott Hall.
Yes.
Did he have a fucking toothpick in his mouth? I swear.
He did.
He said fucking jabronis.
Wait, so Batch, if Scott Hall is in this film, does this classify this episode also as a Wrestling Tapes episode?
Welcome to the Wrestling Tapes, where we watch movies with professional wrestlers in them. I'm Batch.
Nice.
Yo, you know what this means, Bede. Welcome to movies with wrestlers in the month on Tubi Tuesday.
Yes.
This is the second first one with Hogan in it.
Oh, that is right. I may have to find a movie with a wrestler in it or my pick. I mean, is there a wrestler in my pick? I don't think so, but I'll try to figure something.
Who is this mystery guy with a shotgun?
That's Hack Benjamin. So I say there's a lot of jokes and kind of characters from the first movie, Big Money Hustlers, where they were pimps. But because this is a prequel now, so it's essentially almost the same movie.
It's the same movie, but in the West. The yeah. Way.
Yep. Violent J is the bad guy. Shaggy's the hero. My motherfucking money.
Psychopathic Records presents.
I'm pretty sure they 3D printed those signs.
Yes.
Oh, Jason yes. uses this.
Jason uses this.
Boys, you did a homie. Oh, shit.
Ron Jeremy's in this.
Oh, jeez. Let's not speak about him. But everyone else we can speak about.
No.
Mike E. Clark.
So, I'm pretty sure ICP wrote this movie. Was that their real name?
Which one?
Or did somebody else write this movie for ICP to be in?
No, I'm pretty sure they wrote it themselves.
I'm actually quite positive that these are 3D printed, and I can see that they didn't even clean them up very well. Like, I wouldn't present that to somebody. Like, that's unfinished.
Bro, ICP did not have enough money.
I'm pretty sure.
They drink Faygo. They have no money.
I'm pretty sure that not only was it 3D printed, I think they just burned with, like, a wire thing the letters into the fucking 3D printed board.
I really love the this homage to Unforgiven right now.
Yep. We may have to bring back the Hall of Fame, and I have to put up the green screen for Shaggy 2 Dope as Sugar Wolf in this movie.
Yes. That horse's name is Snowflake.
Shaggy had to learn how to ride a horse for this movie.
The cinematography just on the app.
It pretty much tells you exactly what type of movie we're watching right yes. now with that shot.
Like right in the bundle. Oh my god. Now I know how you feel when I got back.
Yeah. You know I'm flashback.
No! I like how this movie, back at the credits earlier, it was directed by a guy named Paul Andreessen, and all the, I kept thinking, like, Paul Anderson directed this movie?
Oh, Paul Anderson movie I've ever seen.
That's a big, there's two Paul Andersons. There's Paul Thomas Anderson and Paul W.S. Anderson, so it could have been either one.
Is that Terry Fong?
No. That would have been tremendous if it was, though.
Clark? I swear this set is like the same one they use in every Western these days.
I
because,
think it is.
Yeah, because I know there's like a lot of, you know, actual Western sets they have around Hollywood that they keep up all the time, because it's much cheaper to reuse sets from other movies and TV shows than just build an entire new one.
Uh-huh. I swear to God, they already had this built. They rented this tower.
I could dress a better set myself.
I could too.
It's like cardboard signs just up on the wall.
This dude's like beard is weird. It looks like it's got literal... Like, you can literally grab hold of both ends. Like, it's yeah. like they look like handlebars.
Oh, okay. Oh my god, yeah, they do. There you go.
Oh!
It's like when a girl wears pigtails.
Yeah, it's like a beard pigtail. A beard pigtail, sorry.
This game makes me want to play Red Dead Redemption.
Some bitch. Go like this.
That'd be if ICP were in a had their own Western video, it would be called Red Nose Redemption.
You're breaking up again, Bean.
That hat only had one day left till retirement.
It did.
It's gonna be one of those episodes, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Don't worry, I'll just come in and out.
No, you sound better now.
Homicidal clown in the fucking... mommy, we found this clown in the woods. Why are they filming horse asshole?
It's like they didn't pay enough to film the horse faces.
Yeah, like...
Come on, bitch. You know that is a hardcore juggalette right there. Yeah.
My God. Even the kids
Oh no, he's gonna take me as his hostage. Oh bad, this is horrible.
Boss Hogg's fucking around.
He's totally Boss Hogg in this movie.
I like how there's basically that the background. Like, it's obviously, like, not in the West because there's so much greenage in the background right now.
They filmed
it. Yeah, probably filmed in Ohio or some shit.
Wherever they have the gathering, they own that land.
DJ. I'm just counting the amount of people that ICP has fallen
on this movie.
I'm just counting the amount of people that ICP has fallen out with that they're not friends with anymore in this movie.
I'm assuming it's probably everybody.
The cuffs or bracers or whatever the fuck he's wearing, they don't go with the outfit at all. Yeah. It's like if someone from Guar was trying to hide as a clown. In the old...
Oh, are we going to see what I think we're going to see?
Oh, no.
You know that's what it sounded like, dude.
There's some cuddling going on there.
Later.
Oh, no, he's gone. I'm going for a pack of cigarettes. I'll be back. I'll call you tomorrow.
They gotta shoot the horses from the legs down because they're not riding them.
It's not even a real horse.
Look, I'm not getting on that horse.
That's a totally different horse than the one that they were filming just a second ago. It was a totally different horse. The other horse had a black mouth. Actually, like a juggalo.
Actually,
horse.
I was gonna say, I think. Whoa!
Uh oh.
I just realized
there's a juggalo chief.
Anybody kill him?
A Native American juggalo.
Oh my god, they all have hatchets. It makes sense, hatchet men.
Yes.
Hey, Colin Gotts, I think you guys need to greet each other like these two characters did just before. Well, that's the end of my role. See you later.
He got his cameo in.
Yeah, he clearly has never been on a horse before.
I think it's going to be real easy to link our next two movies together.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, my next pick, which I only just really thought about today, actually is also... a kind of a western as well, which it didn't even occur to me till this morning, so
yeah.
But of course, Matt, you had to get me to the punch.
That horse's ass.
What is the joke behind the horse ass?
It's gotta be a running gag at this point.
It has to be. Like, I don't think a cinematographer is that bad. Or a cameraman is that bad. The director's like, oh, you know what we need right here? Ooh, a nice horse butthole. That would be so nice.
That's called the bear's gaze.
Scott Hall was just hanging out.
He must not have heard. Mudbug, if you ain't from around here, you get
Mudbug.
He's still got the toothpick.
He does have a toothpick. I've never seen that man without a toothpick in his mouth, ever. Like, who is this?
It was in his contract. He wouldn't do this movie unless he had a toothpick in his mouth.
Where are we getting Juggalos in the tap?
This guy's sitting there chewing on a piece of straw. Ought to leave this world behind.
Oh my god, this is so bad.
I got actually quite a bit of trigger on this movie.
Okay, here we go.
I'll see if I can try to find that out. Alright, let's see. Well, according to Tyler J. Snyder, as an inspiration for writing the screenplay, are Blazing Saddles, as a similarly antagonistic Western comedy spoof, Bugs Bunny cartoons, which features similar slapstick and reality-bending moments, and Sergio Leone's Man With No Name trilogy. So those are all the inspirations they had when making this movie.
And a lot of cocaine. And Faygo.
And weed.
And a lot of weed.
Exactly. And face paint.
I don't think I've ever seen him without the makeup either.
I have.
You have? Brings you to these parts,
stranger. Well, there's Mikey Clark, their producer.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, if you're like a... What's the thing, though? Like, if you're a celebrity, like, say, a musician, like, and your big gimmick is wearing a mask or face paint and that's actually a good way, because you could just basically go out and perform wearing something like that, and then you can just go out and live your life normally, because nobody knows what you actually look like.
True.
I mean, I bet you the dude... I don't know what the dudes from Slipknot even look like.
I know what Corey Taylor looks like,
but I don't know what...
I think the only person I know who... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They could all be interchangeable, and I wouldn't even know, like, who they all look like without their mask off.
Do you think that wig is attached to the hat, or do you think it's just a regular wig that the hat on top?
I think it's attached to the hat.
Yes.
I love how he keeps putting Will Smith on him.
And if it is, I need it for my wig collection.
Yes. Add.
Damn, they shot a bullet through that woman's car.
Add. And it's speedy glass.
Now it's time for some Canadian Tubi commercials.
This is,
indeed.
Wow, one ad. Holy shit.
One, two. Oh, we're back, and the timestamp is match. I need your help with this.
Oh shit! Okay, 16:14. Help.
Yeah. The timestamp is yeah 16:14.
Would you wear a chain like that, like he's got on right there?
For a movie character, maybe, but in real life, no.
Okay, so if we ever get the Big Mac and Little Preemie going, would you wear a Hatchet Man chain?
A Hatchet Man chain? No.
Why? Is Big Mac not a...
No, Big Mac doesn't... Big Mac's got, like, some, like, fake shit.
Oh, my gosh. It's the Western TARDIS.
It is the Western TARDIS. You
here for a ton? Like, clothes of garlic, or your necklace of garlic, or you're wearing a Dracula. You're in a Dracula movie with cheeseburgers. You don't have one. I rent them
out for 2 bits. So it's a Jugulette. Mama?
Ooh. Oh, Lord,
sugar. It's about what... Sugar. I assume Jugulettes look like.
Yeah. Oh Lord, I can't believe it. Tits out, yeah. It's really me, Mama.
Come here. Yes. Hug. I mean, I don't. Yes. Oh, booby fair.
Booby, totally booby fair.
Yeah.
Batch, do you know any other Jugulos like in your area?
No.
What? You'd be so tired if you lived in like a community.
Well, they're not. Would you call them Jugulos, or they just fall under skids?
Probably little column A, little column B. Simmer down. I'm a juggler, but I got my shit together.
I can imagine. I was gonna say, I think Canadian jugglers would just be very nice and just say sorry all the time.
Possibly.
Yeah, sorry.
Story for fucking a fat chick, yes. and dragging a dead body through your yard.
Yeah.
Spilled a bunch of Faygo in your living room while you're
carpeting. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry I smoked all your weed, eh?
Sorry, eh?
Sorry, I broke into your
and I've offended Batch at all of our Canadians.
That's all good.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I had to listen to them.
Anyways, back it. Meanwhile, back in the past, which was like last week.
Beed, you're still robot-y.
Stroking out over there. Ah. He's just like, fuck it, Bolt. Oh, where are they going? I love how that one has to hold it. They have to hold their pants up. I love it. They have to hold it. He has to hold his pants up.
I love that all these costumes look like they're from a high school theater production.
Yeah.
Oh, they are. They don't have a budget. They have ICP money, which is like nothing. That's why they drink Faygo.
No kickback at all.
Their money went to their face.
Yeah, like no kickback.
He just one hands gangster style a shotgun and no kickback.
Still
at all.
No kickback.
The shotgun does not move.
And it's a shot, sawed off shotgun, so you know it's blasting way back. You're gonna get fucked up.
Well, that dude did us a favor and he shot to Ron Jeremy.
Yes. That was the right move.
Yeah, it was the right move. Especially in hindsight.
That is some distinct ass.
Oh, she's definitely wearing a wig. I think everyone in this movie should have worn face paint, including Scott Hall.
Yeah.
I could see that Scott Hall as a juggalo.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, ICP did wrestle and shit, so...
Look at this fucking nerd.
This is a total nerd.
Kill him. Can't do that anymore. Can't put that in a movie anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, they definitely can't put this character in a movie anymore.
No.
Oh.
Boots are pretty.
They just bought his outfit down at the like his hat down at the toy shop.
I was gonna say, Beat, how many subscribers for that outfit?
That's at least another 3 more subscribers.
Is that a wig on her head? It has to be.
That has to be a wig.
I think I.
Look at the distinction on her face.
That is a wig. Like, I can definitely see where the seams are.
And they, I think they have the same makeup.
You know who should have been in this role, Bead?
Oh, yeah.
You know who should have been in this role?
Who's? It should have been me, Louise Lasser. Hello, everyone. Who's that?
Louise, were you Rob? Were you originally going to be in Big Money Russell's Blues?
Oh, yes.
Louise, you sound like a robot.
First of all, honey, yes, I was. Well, that's because I've been drinking a lot of red wine today.
It's affected your internet connection.
So I'm a little bit robotic today. But anyways, though, it has. I think it's... Raven is trying to stop me from being...
it's totally Craven. Craven is fucking up your connection on purpose so you're not on this podcast.
Bro, look at those work clothes.
Damn you, Craven. Son of a bitch.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Okay. Oh.
Why are they howling? Why is he just going...
He's the sheriff now. He's celebrating.
To answer your question, honey.
Yes.
Yes, I was going to be in this movie. I was going to play that woman. But I told them I didn't want to wear that wig because it didn't look like my hair from Blood Rage. So basically, I told them I would wear it, but it had to look exactly like my hair from Blood Rage. And also, I wanted my makeup to be even more extravagant than ICP's.
Now, Louise, Craven has a podcast that you're currently banned from. How do you feel about that?
Well, listen, sweetheart. He tells me I'm banned. But we know I've, as my honey budge, I have ways to get around that ban. I only have to do certain things, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God, no. None of us want to know what you mean, Louise.
Wait, he's a sheriff.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, I may make an appearance very soon. I may make an appearance very soon. So, wink, wink. Keep a lookout for that soon, because I know Craven's dying for me to be on that show.
Well, we'll see. We'll just make sure that somebody has the door unlocked next time he records.
Indeed, indeed. But anyways, though, I gotta get back to some more red wine drinking so I can sound like a Transformer. Especially Megatron, but that's beside the point. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye, Robot Louise.
Robot Louise. New character. Robot Louise Lasser.
Yes.
Oh my god, I thought that was your cat. I was like, what is this cat doing to my leg?
who just drinks even more red wine and pumpkin and eats pumpkin pie.
That sounds fire. I wish I
That's
had money.
Just, like, been dead. Like, there's so much whipping in his office.
Highest thing you've ever said.
I've said higher. Hankering. You know I've said higher.
Yeah.
This literally is the plot to Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
New York City.
They just had to put that joke in there. I know this
fantastic place on you want to rock East Village. Best goddamn chili in the world. Do you want to pull my beard? You ask for marriage.
Sugar Wolf. Oh, wait, you know that crazy dude with the makeup on? You mean that guy? Sugar Wolf? That guy?
That asshole?
That fucker? Yeah, he owes me like $400.
And he fucked my wife.
Yeah.
Twice.
They shit on my front lawn. Fuck that guy. I'm glad you got him. And he's the sheriff of your town?
You guys are fucked.
God damn. Well, let me tell you, best goddamn chili ever. Damn, Scott Hall. R.I.P.
Scott Hall shot all his scenes in one day.
Scott Hall's earning his paycheck.
Yeah, he needed to get Vicodin. That's what they paid him in.
Yes.
They paid him in heroin.
They paid him in somas.
Hey, Patch.
Yeah.
Scott Hall is channeling Steven Seagal for his character.
Oh, he is. He's totally pulling a Steven Seagal.
He's basically just sitting on a chair, just drinking and just, like, doing nothing.
Yeah, family, yeah.
Oh, shit, it's Jimmy Hart.
Holy shit.
Best job ever.
Jimmy Hart. And the Bushwhackers.
Holy shit, it is too.
It's about the South. You wouldn't know about that. Mouth. Jimmy Hart.
South. Yeah, this is totally a wrestling tapes episode, Batch.
This is a wrestling tapes episode. I mean, you must
be having oodles of luck. Yes. Oodles. This is another stuff episode, people. You heard it here first.
You want the hammer and the money? Or you want to walk out of here?
This is going to be a little... I think Jimmy Hart should have still wore his glasses, even in the West.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Pink. What's a tape? Oh, tape. Let's just be 4K. They're gonna break his fingers.
They're gonna casino him.
Oh. Ouch.
Damn, big money, Russell. Let me get a sweat. I'm with Dan. I'm with Dan. I'm here. Finger, you no. Oh, here we go. Jimmy Hart.
Oh!
Hit him with a chair.
Now, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, this is cheap.
How do we, like...
Look at the stairs in the back. This was filmed in somebody's Western-themed basement.
It's Kid Rock's.
First of all, we don't serve Bud Light in Kid Rock's Western living room basement. It's woke.
It's woke. First of all, we don't live in the West. The West is full of hippie Democrats.
And juggalos, evidently.
Exactly. Everyone knows that all juggalos are hippie Democrat communists who want to make everyone woke by making them wear Western clothes. Don't go near him, son. Did I just hear Grogu? Hey,
I heard this one time.
I just heard Grogu.
Yeah. I heard juggalos eat babies.
But no. I do got
something. They eat baby odors. You're doing pretty
good, Sheriff. Last one didn't make it. Vanilla Ice?
Oh, it's Vanilla Rice! Yes. Who is it in this movie?
Like Cottonmouth Kings?
Look how high he is. Do you see that?
You know, he should have been in this movie. Change the R to the O to C.
J-Rock? Where's Jason Mewes at? Or did we miss him already?
No, he's not in here yet.
I was going to say, like, I don't know how far we are into this movie, but yeah, Jason Mewes hasn't showed up yet.
We got to be halfway. Look at that.
Look at that tumble. Finally, we got some more money to get face paint.
Mm-hmm.
Jugga money.
Jugga dollars. Now listen up now, you listen good. Things about to change here in Mudbug. There's a new sheriff. I don't know what it is. That dude's mo slays me.
So that's a green screen.
Yep.
With all those money bags and those gold chains.
Oh look, cocaine bear.
That's what happened to him.
Yes. He wanted to be a juggalo, but they had to, but he couldn't handle that much cocaine.
He went to the gathering and then they found him dead.
With face paint on his face. I think they only just want all this money just so they can just buy more face paint.
He's gonna punch a chip. You know, all the movies got masks hidden, all their albums on vinyl. It's all hidden in the box.
This was filmed in a Cracker Barrel.
Official sponsor of Big Money Russell's Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
That was their craft service. Easter egg.
You know, it's funny though, because like, you know, what we were talking about before, like, this is our first Western for the show, and I think the reason why that is that most of the time, you know, Westerns aren't really that insane, or...
They're too good for the show.
Yeah, exactly, because most of the time they're actually, most part, decent movies, so it's hard to find an insane one unless it's this one or my pick next week.
American Outlaws, where Colin Farrell plays Jesse James.
Yes. Or Texas Rangers, where James Van Der Beek and Ashton Kutcher play Texas Rangers.
Oh.
I'm going for the deep cuts here.
Cheech and Chong should have made a Western.
Well, they should have. They should have been in this movie. Oh, there we go. There's Jason Mewes.
Oh, he's the Night Watchman.
Jason Mewes is dressed up like a fucking nerd.
No, he's a twink. Twink Jason Mewes right there.
No, he's totally high in this scene.
Yeah, he agreed to be in an ICP movie. He's not sober.
This is before he got those terrible veneers he has now.
Yes.
Oh, he still got the shit teeth?
Well, he was hooked on heroin, so his teeth were all bad. So now he's like these really bad veneers.
yourself a deal. Got yourself a deal, Sheriff.
How much money do you think he got?
$40 an eight ball.
He probably got $40 and also like the guarantee he could have some Juggalo face paint as well.
This was an action era where he made like four or five movies without Kevin Smith. He actually got made a few independent movies.
Yeah, well, he's been in a lot of movies. Like, I know he's like appeared. He did a movie with like Paris Hilton. He was in a slasher film and a few other things as well. So, like, it's not like he was just only doing Kevin Smith films.
But he was also addicted to heroin at the time. So,
yeah. I know they sort of had a bit of a falling out, Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, because of that. But, you know, eventually, once, you know, Jason Mewes got better, then things like, like, they're. They got back together and started working on movies.
He's so high. He can't even open his eyes.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. Is that a pumpkin pie I see on screen right now?
That's a cherry pie, Louise. It's not a pumpkin pie.
Oh, well, I'm a little bit disappointed because everyone knows, forget those cherry pies. It's all where the pumpkin pies are at because all the boys want my pumpkin pie.
Nobody wants your pumpkin pie, Louise.
Yes, they do, especially Kramer, but he won't admit it, but it's true. But anyways, though, I'm going to go off and put some holes into my pumpkin pies. So I'll see you a little bit later. So that they can, it doesn't overheat. I don't know what you got.
That's inappropriate, Louise.
What the fuck just happened here?
I mean, you use it for a fork. You gotta put a fork into the pie, so there's holes, so the hot air comes out, and it doesn't overheat the pie.
That is stock footage right there.
So, anyways, though, I'm going back to cook some more pies. I'll see you all later.
How do you survive that?
That literally was stock footage back there.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that many a times.
Everyone, run away. ICP are making above a movie.
Oh, look, it's another shitty horror rapper.
Wait,
a White Walker?
Yeah. What the fuck?
It is a White Walker. It's the $5 White Walker that you get from Wish.
They have no doorknobs.
Whoa! He's literally shooting laser beams out of his eyes!
That escalated quickly.
That really did.
What? I mean, to quote Marcy, since she's not here, what is going on?
I don't know.
Sarah Connor?
Not the shitter.
No!
Screech!
It is Screech.
Oh my god.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. too.
Was he shitting his pants?
Yeah.
He's still wearing pants.
Yeah. I'm assuming yes. Aww.
Poor Jason.
I love the use of the sound effects in this movie.
He's using like a flashlight.
Whoa! He just threw that little woman away.
That poor girl.
I think that's Bridget.
Oh.
Is it bad that I know who every single person in this movie is?
Yes, it is bad.
You just shot him point blank with that shotgun.
Whoa! Is this dude like the ancestor of Cyclops from the X-Men? Like, what is going on?
What? How did this guy come here? Why is he there? Isn't this supposed to be the Wild West? How is this the future?
Why are the effects better than Shark Side of the Moon?
I was going to say, Batch, I think I found our connection between this movie and Shark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
You see, this guy was also... Oh, his head blew up.
Whoa.
This dude was a Russian, right there, was an experiment from the same Russians from Shark Side of the Moon.
This character's name is Dirty Sanchez, by the way.
What did the clouds, what did the five fingers of the clown say to the face? Slap. See, if this movie was made today, they would literally call the sheriff Will Smith and he'd just go around and slap everybody. But also, we got to remember, how do we link Shark Side of the Moon back to the movie before that, The Secret Agents Club?
Oh. Well, the same government agency that ran the spy agency was investigating the Russians' space.
Okay, that's a good point. And it is hockey. And it's hockey.
At 38.50,
people.
Fuck you, Gretzky.
I need proof. I need to see it right now.
My cousin's got a friend who has, for whatever reason, has a lot of secret friends. Ask if he knows anyone who might be able to help.
No.
And I don't mean, apparently.
Oh, it's only one ad two. And we're back.
I think we got to do Canadian TV more often.
I think so too. Oh, what's the time batch just for our listeners?
39:02.
So we're about halfway through this movie. Not even halfway yet.
And you know their fans are like, this is the greatest thing we've ever seen. It's hilarious.
I love that they just pointed out to Dirty Sanchez, like, why are you wearing a Zorro mask? You should be wearing Juggalo face paint, dude.
They didn't have enough.
Anyone who wasn't able to wear face paint had to wear a mask.
They beat me, and they smashed my hands with a fucking hammer, right? With a fucking hammer. So I could never fight well
again, man. Is it just me, or does Dirty Sanchez sound like Al Pacino in Scarface?
it's a bad Scarface.
Once you get the juggalos, you get the power.
Once you get the fago, then you get the sticky stage. How come they didn't kill you?
That wig is on that guy is like getting worse and worse as this movie goes on.
Yeah, it's made out of fucking plastic Barbie hair. She's fucking it up as he goes. Okay, we can do it
like that, man. I mean, they could comb it.
No, it's not. Really,
I mean,
out of Party City.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a literal, like a horse tail on top of his head.
Do they just make fun of the handicapped?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's skewed up by his
hands. You could make that joke today.
I mean, I do like every week.
What? Really? Whoever this, like, mysterious guy with the shotgun is, I haven't seen this movie, so I don't know what to expect, but if it's not somebody in a cameo, I'm going to be very annoyed.
No, that's actually Violent J's brother, Jumpsteady.
Oh, okay.
Which one was your...
Go ahead.
P2 Dope or Violent J?
I don't give a shit.
Batch, which is your favorite ICP character guy?
Shaggy. I like Shaggy better than Jay.
I mean, I'm pretty much a noob when it comes to ICP. How many members of the group are there?
Two.
Oh, just the two?
Yep.
And then they have their, like, legion of juggalos.
I like how that guy's, like, face mask is, like, literally past his eyes. He can't even see.
His eyes are probably closed from being high.
And she's like, And she's like using a rake just to massage his arm.
Why are you wearing a vest in the bath?
I mean, wouldn't you?
It's boots.
It's a and boots. Hey, baby.
You're looking mighty fine today, Sheriff.
You're looking mighty pretty. You want more? You want some more cherry pie, Sheriff?
I can't wait to turn that little muffin out. Damn, she wouldn't even have to go on her knees, bro. She could just stand up.
It's like Andre the Giant to any woman.
Right?
Love fave for big money rustlers.
What is going on?
A montage.
Like,
what the fuck?
Whoa! What is going on? This is some 50 Shades of Grey stuff going on here. I don't want to know what his fetish is wearing that baby outfit.
She's getting black all over her face. That's hilarious.
By the end of the movie. By the end of the movie, her whole face is just going to be just black paint. Oh, he's got bad. Look at the size of his foot.
He was gonna. You were gonna. Yeah, that's what my foot looked like when it was about to get fucking chopped off.
Yeah, he's.
God's just gonna let me die and everything. Word
up. Let's make sure this. God, how could you?
I told him to go to the hospital like 3 days prior. He didn't listen to me.
Well. Are you sleeping? Or wake up? Damn.
That was some good but doozy, bitch.
Yeah, it was. Wild best.
A love story of our time.
Yes. Do we have to add a best couple category for the Tubi Awards this year?
I think we might have to, because we've got had a couple of couples this year so far.
Well, damn, bitch. Little mini taco. There's something running afoul here in Mudbug.
I tend to get to the bottom of it. He's got that cocaine face, like, what's going on? Even the dog can smell something is like foul.
You know who should have had a cameo in this movie? Pauly Shore.
Oh. Yeah, that would have made total sense. I'm actually surprised like Kid Rock doesn't have a cameo in this movie.
No, him and ICP don't get along.
Oh, okay, that makes a total lot of sense. Now, which of the members is this one?
That's Shaggy.
That's Shaggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just goes around and just slaps the shit out of everyone. Yeah, I love it.
Slaps everybody.
Sigourney Weaver and Jimmy Walker.
No, that's Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, yeah, that's who I meant to say.
They should have had Flavor Flav as the other guys, since they were a couple at the time.
I saw her in Creed 2, and she looked awful.
I don't know what this smell is. I don't know where it came.
Everyone who makes a cameo in this movie was given $40 in face paint.
And Faygo. They get a case of Faygo. Yes. That's how they got paid.
Yes. Yes.
What a dirty Sanchez?
He's got his mask off.
Mask on.
He means business now that he doesn't have his mask on.
He's had to chug a bunch of Faygo tequila.
Dirty Sanchez is wearing Hulk Hogan's mustache from Secret Agent Club.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Batch, it's that mustache from Thanksgiving again.
Yes, it keeps moving. Last season it was the wig, this season it's the mustache.
Yes.
That's my favorite part Thanksgiving where they killed the sheriff.
Yeah.
And Turkey wore the sheriff's face. Like, oh my god. That goddamn turkey, man. I love that movie. Ugh. I still haven't seen the third one with the puppets.
I just love that they went from 1 to 3.
Yeah, because they're on the quest of the third one to find the sequel.
What is the subplot with this dude's giant smelly foot?
Well, that's the latest.
And like,
it's the latest henchman to Big Baby Violent J hired to take out Sugar Wolf.
Oh, okay.
That was like a Glock. held sideways.
That dude was like,
what's
he could have got out of the way.
He was,
yeah. But he was shooting at him like at point blank range, and somehow he didn't get hit.
He was using a Glock.
He's using a Glock. I think his foot, like the smell of his foot, was like repelling the bullets away from him.
Fuck your foot.
That is one giant foot to have up your He was obviously not on a horse in that shot back there.
No.
This is great. Just a fake ass foot.
Oh! He ran into some dynamite and just blew up.
A lot of fireworks in this movie.
Goodbye to the foot. I like basically Scott Hall's job in this town is basically just letting us know like who's alive and who's dead in this town. Yes.
And I mean, they just told him to get as fucked up as he wanted to be, so it's the perfect role for him. He's the town drunk.
Who's channeling Steven Seagal?
Man, that Sugar Wolf.
I like how that guy's hair hat barely even fits his head.
When he went to go pull it out, he almost went.
Where did he come from?
Yeah.
He was on his horse, like in the other shot. He's got teleportation powers, and that is so obviously a fake cactus.
He went right into it.
The cactus is a TARDIS as well.
I don't do words so good.
Yeah. Where do I get that vest? I think I need that.
Somebody needs to cosplay as Violet J in this movie.
Yes.
I'll be in for Halloween next year.
Colin, Gots, I think you guys need to dress up as ICP for Halloween.
As their characters in this movie.
Yes.
You don't understand the area out here. People would just assume we're juggalos.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you have Western clothes, then people will see it's a costume.
True.
I make an immediate judgment when I see a juggalo. I don't give a fuck what they're wearing. Being a tuxedo, I'm still going to fucking judge you.
Well, according to trivia, during filming, Violet J was harassed by a police officer due to law enforcement's classification as juggalos as a gag.
Yes, this is that era.
Like, every time when we see, like, Violet J in the shot and he's in front of those antlers, it looks like the antlers are coming out of his head.
Yeah, I thought I was thinking that, too. this fucking nerd.
This fucking nerd. and his weird beard. New York City.
That's Tom Sizemore.
All right, Pete.
I just said Tom Sizemore should be in this.
R.I.P.
There's way too many R.I.P.s in this movie.
I mean, you live the Juggalo lifestyle and carry those Juggalo values.
And I like how Tom Sizemore is just wearing modern clothes. He literally just rocked up on set that day wearing that, and they were like, oh, well, Mr. Sizemore, we want you to put on a cowboy outfit. And he's like, fuck no.
Bro, you were in Saving Private Ryan.
Wait a second, he is playing himself. That was some of my very best work, and I just went completely unnoticed. Oh my god, your chemistry with Sharon Stone! What is going on? Is this in the present? What's going on? How does this guy know of Saving Private Ryan? So, you're off to New York? I'm off to
New York. I've got to get some chili. It's for a friend. And now look at you.
Wait, he's going to New York?
Yeah, like Shaggy to get rid of him said he wanted chili from New York. So that's where he's been trying to find his way to New York, but he keeps going the wrong way.
This dude is like got total Charlie Day energy. You're just gonna walk away from, I was telling you this fucking story, you motherfucker. I don't think Tom Sizemore was acting in that scene.
No, I don't think he was either.
Fuck you. They just found him out there.
He literally this.
By the way, I'm gonna say that to you at some point. What? Fuck you up, sugar waffle.
How do they know about phones? Like, what is going on? It's like this movie, the world of this movie exists in a play where time and space no longer matter.
It's just a slap him.
If a giant hand doesn't appear at some point and slap somebody in the movie, then I'm going to be upset.
How is he getting that good of a slap when there's bars between them?
That is Scott DeMore. I thought that was Scott. That's Scott DeMore, the president of Impact Wrestling, is one of those cowboy guys. I know everybody in this movie.
I was going to say, Batch, you're a total nerding out by knowing everybody in this movie.
He's a juggalo. He's probably seen this movie a million times.
That's why I am the professor.
Exactly. I like how it's very clear. It's like a hand on like a fly swatter that's just slapping him off screen. Slap, slap, slap.
Yeah, you super slap happy, super shitty ass waffle. The name's Wolf. Sugar Wolf.
As in. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
I want to change my name to Sugar Wolf.
Sugar Waffle.
Beat Sugar Wolf. Sugar tonight. Waffle.
Actually, now I want to change it to Sugar Waffle now. Look at those pajamas.
I have pajamas like that. They're comfortable as fuck.
Do they have the butt flap on them as well?
Yeah, they got the button flies and everything. It sucks. Like, if you, they don't, the only problem is they don't have the flap in the back. So, like,
yeah.
I gotta poop, I gotta take it all off. That's the only problem. Same with my Spider-Man onesie, I gotta do that too. Thanks, Dirty.
I'm in this for the legacy. They should bring those back.
They have them, they're just really expensive. I know, man. You gotta go to, like, out here, there's a place called Duluth Trading Company. Don't worry about me right and now. They're like, the end-all fucking high-maintenance camping place. It's fucking insane. But they have them, but they're hella expensive.
Oh, they would be, I imagine. Right, you'll be safe. For you, the wolves, and for all of us. I swear Dirty Sanchez. I was going to say, I think that mustache of Dirty Sanchez is getting bigger and bigger as this movie goes along.
Yup.
Or it's like getting less realistic looking. Anyways, back to bed, honey.
Okay, is he sleeping in her bed?
Yes.
I like how he barely fit in the bed due to how small it is.
Yeah. How's that not breaking? Why is she going to do
that? Butt twist.
She was one of the bad guys all along.
No! This conniving little woman!
Whoa!
No, the dude the whole time! Gosh, you missed it! It was a dude the whole time!
He took off a mask, like, Mission Impossible style.
His girlfriend, the little girl.
Yeah.
I can't... You know what I'm talking about?
I'd make a joke, but I don't want to get canceled.
You can't say that! Oh, I thought you said the other one. You said Bridget, guys. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Right in the slap hand. Look how fake that is.
That is a huge bullet hole. I'm surprised they didn't get Wee Man for this pop role.
Yeah, right. They probably won a role. Why is he missing?
That's not his shooting hand.
Whoa!
His pimp hand was his shooting hand.
Oh, yep. His pimp hand got fucked up, yeah. Now it's fine.
I mean, would you have a hole in your hand as big as that? Yep.
I mean, his hand...
Yes.
I think
yes.
Beat's favorite part of the movie.
Yes. I love it when dolls appear in movies. He's literally throwing a doll around. This is amazing.
Their husband and wife, is that domestic violence? He's got a huge rip in those fucking things.
I know. And it's still going.
I don't know. Yo, we got a budget for like.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Also, we need to run out the time by another 10 minutes.
Keeps it real.
Yeah, he does.
This is This is amazing. And I love that it's still going. It's still going.
This could be the greatest moment in the history of Tubi Tuesday podcast.
Yes, it is, and I love it.
He missed it.
Exactly.
They had to have filled time. They had to have had to fill time or something, because that was way too long.
Oh, yeah, they would have to have put in at least 10 minutes of it so they could fill out the running time. Oh, get a stick of dynamite in his mouth.
But his hands aren't tied. He could easily just get that off.
He's going to fuck him up the Craven way.
He's a little twink with it.
Hashtag the Craven way.
Oh, he's walking away from explosions.
Slow motion blunt. Oh, look at how high he is. That's what I
want. New York City.
Meanwhile, in modern day New York.
First smoked cigarette in the morning.
Yeah.
That's what I look like.
Batch, I just saw KSC, so we have fried chicken in this episode as well. I would be surprised they just went out on the street with this guy, with this actor. No permit, and they just, like, basically just told him, just wander around and we'll just film it, and everyone's reactions will be real and stuff. Meanwhile, at the chili joint.
Okay, why would there be chili in New York? That's the pizza?
It's a classic ad for some canned chili from the 80s.
Is Mario here?
I kind of want this dude's hat. I want a beret like that.
I keep telling Gotch to wear those hats and he won't do it.
Gotch, you need to.
I look like a fucking neckbeard. I'm going to go around saying, oh, no problem, pal.
I think you look dashing, sir.
No.
I think if we got like glamour shots and you had the hat on.
Glamour shot dick pics?
No. I'm talking about like we get legit photos, put it on a Tinder profile for you. I guarantee you, girls would be lining up.
Bro, my Tinder profile is fire. I don't need no dumbass dapper hat on.
You need
perfect. You know what? We might put a poll out, and we have to find. We'll let the people decide if Gotz, if you should wear a dapper hat or not.
My dating profile is fire. It does not need Colin's help.
It surely seems that way, sir.
Oh, I peed his pants again.
Oh no! Why?
Is that basically like Jason Mewes' character trait? Is just him peeing his pants all the time?
Yes.
Isn't this the only movie he's pissed his pants in? I don't think he's pissed his pants in the other movie I've seen. Did he piss his pants in Todd in the book Pure Evil?
I love that show. That show's fucking amazing.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah. It's a Canadian show.
I didn't know you saw that show.
Yeah.
Damn. I was talking to God.
Oh,
I didn't think God had watched it.
Why would you not think that? Guys, what about me? Can I go? I am way more plugged into TV than you are.
I just never thought you would have watched that show. I learned something new today. I've never talked to you.
No,
about
not Jay.
Not Jay. He needed to work on another Kevin Smith movie.
He's in enough.
Well, according to trivia, Violent J's original screenplay was only 40 pages long. Director Paul Andreessen and screenwriter Studebaker Duckham expanded the script to 70 pages.
They are just gnawing away. When did the shotgun become an automatic? Damn, he's getting paid double though, guys. Jason Mewes died, and when Shaggy T. Dope hired him, he was like, I'll pay you double if you die. And he died.
So he got double face paint?
Damn, he got murdered. Yeah.
He gets the double face paint.
How is he still bucking? You dumb bastard. Oh,
crap. Snoogans.
Perfect. He should have, you know, Batch, he should have said that as he was dying.
Listen, his pimp hand was fine when he was beating up that doll.
It tis but a scratch.
Look at that.
Hey, at least you still have your left hand to seek your revenge and you're not shot up like this motherfucker.
What's your pimp hand?
I don't know how that's gonna happen there, Dirty.
Sugar.
You wanna find out? I've ever seen.
You still can be the fastest with your left hand, don't you? Gotz is gonna show, hey, Colin, Gotz is gonna show you one of the five fingers say to the face.
In our last episode that we just did, released today. Well, we're not recording on the day of release, but I made a slap bet with our old co-host.
Yeah.
Because it's never going to happen. He said that he says that he can get Danny DeVito to, like, say...
We'll tell you the story afterwards. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, yes. No firearms in town. That's the rule, and everyone's breaking that rule in this movie.
Those are the top three finalists of the Juggalette competition.
I was going to say, it's the booby
No, they're too good looking.
They're the booby fair dancers.
Yeah, their teeth are too nice to be juggalettes.
Yeah.
Not enough tattoos and too skinny.
Yeah, they paid those
strippers. Yeah, it was probably like, they just probably called the escort service, like, send three girls over to be in a movie.
Yeah. Violet J, I need some girls to come over here. You're too blonde. Is that how he sounds?
No.
I picture him sounding like that. Like real raspy and shit. I can't hear him. So, how does he sound in real life, though?
You know, though, he's got a type. It always talking about fat chicks.
Yeah, but that's tight.
Yeah, so he's not going to be like, call, send over two blondes.
I mean, then Shaggy did it.
He's going to be like, send over some chicks with some fat titties.
Accurate.
You go between your butt cheeks.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think you're allowed edibles anymore, or I think we're never allowed on this podcast anymore because what you just said.
Well, you're meant to be back next week, so.
Maybe.
I'm probably. And I know you're keeping that title secret, so, but I'm probably gonna be singing.
I think we'll all be singing on next week's episode. Little bit of a hint for our listeners out there.
I'll bring my own noose then. That's what I say. He's when Carrie's dog barks because he's got a bark collar on. So when he barks in the apartment, I'm just like, Zaya! He's like, gets scared because he's like, oh shit, I'm gonna get zapped. Even when he
look at him drink that.
Fago whiskey.
That was cream soda, man.
Fago, bro.
It's Randy Bobandy.
Is it? Buff.
Whoa, I'm first. Ain't nobody getting squeezed.
Cheeseburger eating off.
Whoa!
Hey, what's this? Hey, wait your turn, buddy. Oh, yeah. What do you think you're doing here? Hey, buddy.
I think Shaggy's only upset, not because, like, that hand of his was his, like, shooting hand, it's because it was his wanking hand.
Mm-hmm. I think he's pissed off that his girlfriend turned out to be a real bad guy. Shot his pimp hand.
Fuck it, I'll wait. Hell yeah.
Okay, those cannot be comfortable. To even sit.
Oh, no.
No.
Like, I know so many, like, hipster people that are like, oh, I have those nice-ass antique couches in my house. Like, why do you have that? Nobody's going to sit on that.
The only reason why anybody wants an antique couch is if it's that wooden framed one with the cushions that everyone had in the 70s and it always broke the bottom out and you sat in it and you couldn't get back up. Those are the only antique couches I'm interested in.
But I'm talking about, like, these.
Yes.
Like, these were, like, not comfortable.
It's a little juggalo.
John Jeremy with kids.
Yeah, no. I would trust Rod. I would trust Ron Jeremy around anyone, really.
Baby Craven would kick that kid's ass.
Yes. I can totally see Baby Craven as a juggalo. It's that doll again! I think that doll needs to be up for Best Supporting Actor for the To Be Tuesday Awards.
Oh man, Marcy, you're missing a good fucking episode. This is insane.
Yes.
God said one of the craziest things I've ever heard you come out of your mouth.
That's like ICP.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. Good job then. You're just gonna sit around getting drunk all the time. Damn, ICP wrote lyrics like that? That's hard as fuck. Your father never let
We'll blame ICP for everything that's happening during this episode. And you're not just defending your own honor, you're
standing up for all the wolves. I think Mama needs to go out there and now bounce. Your mama got to beat Boss Juggalo out there and remember that all today.
She's the queen of the Juggalettes.
Why? What the fuck? I might be too high to watch this. Right, Daddy. Movie.
I gotta jump back up on that horse and rid this town of Big Baby Chips and the sickness he causes once and for all.
We have 20 minutes left of this movie.
I'm surprised there's not any other ads recently. Like,
yeah, no, we've only had like two ads during this movie so far.
Can only Tubi is efficient.
Yes.
True.
Okay, Jody Sanchez, I need you and your fake mustache to help me out today. I'm surprised he kicked him. He should have slapped him.
He can't. His hand's all fucked up.
He's got to learn to shoot with his left. Take this right into that gun and be the bullet.
I mean, if that was a body, he would be hitting the body.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing too bad. I have not heard whoop whoop at all this entire movie.
They're probably going to save it till the end.
Get the fuck out of me. Did we have an earthquake? I think I peed a little bit. What was that?
That was
George. Is he okay? Oh, God.
I can't wait to pee on your head. That's what it just said there.
Given everything that's happening in this movie so far, I would not be surprised.
Uncalled for. That was like clip art.
He has like at least 9 more days to get everything ready. Ew. Well, this angle is suggestive. What I meant it was gonna had to have with a new wacky head. This is not what I was referring to, literally.
It's gonna be great, man. I can't wait to taste it. It's gonna be delicious.
What? Why am I watching a guy jack off?
Oh wait, no, he's turning butter.
He's making butter. Why is he not wearing the fucking shoot? This dude's just having what? He's making a music video over here.
He's gonna make it rain. Rain that money.
Come on, man. You can be a contender. You can do this, man. Looking good. Come on, feel the burn. Come on now.
I like how this movie's basically turned into Rocky at this point.
Oh, my.
Smoke.
You're just hovering there, man.
Stroke.
Like a
smoke. Stroke. Yo, who that's from, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's from How High. Where he's on the thing, he's like, stroke. Smoke. Stroke. Why is he, where did he get that musical instrument? Oh, I thought they were playing like a pipe or something.
Ad. And we're back for more ads.
116.
It's an MGM. 116.50, people. And it's a MGM casino ad. I think.
Because we like to gamble again.
And it's only... Exactly.
Those games
that would explain everything.
Those are the games that you, when you go to these bars around.
116:51 is timestamp.
Where the old ladies sit there at the bar and they'll play those little video games at the bars. Oh my god.
I'm amazed that we've had 3 ads in this movie so far and it's only just been the 1 ad.
Yeah.
Well, they, like Gots was saying, they don't want to associate with ICP.
Well, that is true.
I mean, if they ask Trash Panda,
he's slapping the mustache off him.
I'll make my own.
Well, that mustache has to go to the next movie we're doing for this show.
he slapped
that horse.
That horse for real? Did that horse fall for real?
Yes.
Did he slap the shit out of that horse for real?
Yes.
No way. I wish we could rewind this shit. I need to see that again. Oh my god,
that was just as hilarious.
The shit out of that horse. Did you see that?
That was just as hilarious as when Tom Cruise punched out a horse and Far and Away.
Oh my god. He fucking pimp slapped that horse and fell to the ground. Oh my god, in real life. That was fake. How did they get away with that for real? How did they get away with
real?
That was real as fuck, bro. Or am I that high? I'm that high that I thought that was real?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't think I'm allowed to go on 2B Tuesdays anymore, bro.
Well, this is already like your third appearance on the show.
You're a regular at this point.
You guys are basically family at this point on the show.
Where did they get the money stroller? Oh my god, it's little Hatchimen wheels.
It pimped my horse cart.
I can't do this anymore, bro.
Colin is broken.
Colin's completely broken.
Well, since Marcy's not here, she can't be broken at the moment, so basically Colin has to fill in that spot.
So we need to remember Shaggy slapping the horse for best moments.
Oh my
for
3 God.
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God, that was the best fucking shit I've ever seen. That was not real. I seriously thought that was real. Want you all to know. Oh, I don't know. Anthony Hopkins is in this movie. Mask of Zorro. Looks just like him. Hey, what happened to his eye?
He got ran over by the foot.
Oh, he got gingivitis and shit.
Somehow that dude, like, he got run over by the giant foot guy. He got, like, pretty much 7 in half in 2 different places, and he's fine. And it's only his eye that's hurt. Will belong to me forever
and always. Come on, Chips. I got money on you, bro. Come on. Did you see his pants change?
Those are pajama bottoms.
He shot his belt off.
Oh, they are. I was going to say he was wearing like pajama bottoms, and he was because his pants got shot off.
Alright, what were you going to say? Who needs to be in this movie?
Fucking Black Mamba.
I love that Violet J's like friends are just gold.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Warack is friends with ICP. I mean, Warack is a gang now. They're qualified as a gang.
Yeah, but they want that.
Yeah, but they hard as fuck. Killing you is gonna be fun. I'm hard as fuck, Dad. You rolling into town and kicking up all this dust has been the most fun we've had around here in a great while.
We're at your ass out of my basement. Good job.
Quit making divots in my lawn. Goddamn hammers all the time. How many hammers you kids need? It all has to come to an end with a bullet right between
I would love this movie if basically Violet J actually kills Shaggy. Because you think, like, well, you know, it subvert, like, the whole thing. Because we think the hero's going to win, but actually the villain does.
Oh, it's so tense and we're all so silent.
Yeah, I know. It's good to say.
We're all invested.
Yes. We just want to know who's going to win. Who's going to win this duel?
Oh, he's got the chili.
Oh, he pulled it back to the future.
Nope. Nope. He's dead.
Peace.
And he's never going to... And Violent J is not going to taste that chili.
And he only had 2 days left till retirement.
Exactly. Whoa! No, down the lily wood.
Not hack!
Wow.
Wow. Again, you can make that joke today.
Can't say that today.
This is definitely a movie that came out in... This is definitely a movie that came out in 2010.
We're brothers.
I am your...
Oh, shit!
No way. The hell does that mean? The face paint. Take it off.
Oh, we're gonna see what we're gonna see. Yep.
I tried to lie to the side of the law. It was Ron Jeremy this entire time.
God damn it, Ron.
And I wanted money. Big money.
Oh well, he got shot again twice in this movie.
I became Big Baby Chips. But what about Harry?
And then I touched a bunch of girls inappropriately, but we're not talking about that in this movie.
You killed them? You
killed exactly.
Them are not my kids.
He didn't do it in this movie.
Dad, I'm like, put this delicate
that we're aware of.
Your mother.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
In fact, she has the fastest hand job in the West.
You're the my fastest hand son. Job. That's.
And I knew you'd come back.
I mean, would you rather have a fast one or a slow one? What? Hand job.
Colin coming in with the questions of life.
I mean, for real though, like.
But you want to enjoy it, so you don't want to like.
I know you
like...
want to enjoy it, but. I guess that about sums that shit up. Do you want? Do you just want to get it over with sometimes?
We're
you're just
gonna
like,
cross the line. We're gonna cross
you're
the
like,
line.
All right, babe, it's cool. I'm good. Like,
you said,
or
you said the name of the movie.
Like, all right, I'm good.
Yes.
Or
this is a conversation we'll have to have after the podcast.
Now,
I can't believe we're talking about this.
We talk yes. about it on ours.
Yes, I can't believe that was a cop. But anyways, back to the movie.
Yeah, sorry. I'll ask you that later.
That was funny.
Where did this band come from? What is this band?
They're a Psychopathic Records label.
Is that Bloodhound Gang?
I'm surprised.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm surprised there isn't a cameo from them in this movie.
Right.
Well, the movie's not over yet. There's still a possibility.
Or anyone from like Howard Stern.
Or anyone from Jackass or CKY. None of them would be there.
I mean, those aren't Detroit boys, though. Those are Philly boys. Still, though, you'd think.
Like Steve-O would pop up or something.
Right? You'd think.
Barrel machine.
Wait, he's still alive?
The wicked clowns never die.
Can you put that on the shirt for me? Oh man. This is gonna be so tight.
Well, there's gonna be another shootout.
You got the pirate blunderbuss.
His cap gun.
Those are pretty much our cap guns. They're not even real guns. Oh, even this dude's alive.
I don't know.
Everyone who died in this movie is now back to life. Dude, you're not even shooting at anyone. You're just shooting the roof.
Sting!
Sting. He did kind of look like Sting.
Oh, Jesus.
And Jason Mewes, he got shot again. Poor Jason Mewes. Dirty Sanchez.
I have no idea who these people are. It is Bridget.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Like, again, like, time and space does not exist in this movie. Because everyone died and then they come back to life for this credit scenes.
That's what that dude's name was, Ross, thank you.
Motherfucker, you done shot me. That's a great line.
I love how Ron Jeremy's wearing his beard in one shot and not in the next. Sabu!
His beard fell off.
That was Sabu! What the fuck? Homicidal, genocidal, let's go. Go through table, Sabu.
Who is it in this movie?
Oh.
The king and cowboy guy.
That dude back there with the beard kind of looked like Nick Offerman. Violent J, shoot down, not up.
Right, you're wasting ammunition.
Exactly.
Sabu! Hell yeah.
I like how Sabu is just like, just pops up at the end of this movie. I suppose they had to fill the running... Have the running time be longer by making the longest credit scene in the history of mankind.
Wasn't in the movie either.
This movie is ridiculous.
And that's why
heads. Ever seen.
Heads why it's perfect for this show.
Oh, great outtakes.
Oh great. It is outtakes. And we're getting everybody else who was in this movie who was like made a cameo.
So Scott Hall, Jimmy Hart, Bridget Nielsen, Jimmy Walker, ABK, Screech, Kevin Gill,
Tom Sizemore,
Cottonmouth Kings, Vanilla Ice, Scott D'Amore.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Shag. Let's see who the crew is. Let's see how many juggalos are on this.
If the entire crew wasn't wearing juggalo makeup, I would be very disappointed when they made this movie.
They're just like, yo, we need some people that know how to do things for movies. After a battle royale. Y'all out there. We need you.
I'd like to see what the storyboards looked like for this movie.
Oh my god. I bet we can find them.
And they probably are online somewhere. But according to trivia, Violet J has said that if a third movie ever gets made, it will be a sci-fi comedy called Big Money Trussler. Frustlers.
Trustlers.
No, sorry, Frustlers, because there's a H in there.
Frustlers.
Well, that's the thing, like, didn't the first movie come out, like, 10 years prior? So they're probably overdue for a third movie, if they want to do them every 10 years.
Their problem is they don't get along with Twisted and half the people in this movie anymore, so they can't really make the movie without everybody else.
I'll be in an ICP movie. I don't give a fuck. That'd be tight as fuck. I'll go hang out with ICP.
Because Violent J's two henchmen was Twisted, and yeah, they got beef, and it was a whole split.
Oh, okay. That explains everything, really.
J-J-Tudo, if you ever hear this, you want to make another one? Bro, I got your back. I'll be in that movie for sure.
Shaggy the horse.
I think the entire 2B Tuesdays podcast family will be in the next movie if they ask us.
Oh, yeah, that looks nice. This is done. I'm
going to
spread it on your buns.
Yeah, you can. Nope. Well, when he was making butter, luckily it wasn't nut butter.
We actually have a strain at my work called nut butter.
I would never smoke that. Scares me.
Near my butt, the pecker song.
I'm surprised there's only like 3 songs in this movie.
Yeah, I'm really shocked they didn't have to save the town with a rap festival in the Wild West.
Yeah.
No, there would have been a, what do you call it, Bead? Where'd the kids go?
Oh,
okay. No animals.
Can't think of it off the top of my head. I don't know what you mean, though.
It's the new microscope. We can't think of the name of it.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, that was a funny outtake. Like, literally, Bridget, like, used the whip and actually hit Shaggy in the dick.
Oh, that was Big Money Rustlers. That,
yes, Big Money Rustlers. It's Scott Hall. Look at me now. Oh, Scott Hall's the last one standing. He's alive.
Cutting a promo.
Yeah.
He said the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and he got shot.
Oh, R.I.P. No. R.I.P.
Oh, wait. He's got a drink first. Pour one out for Scott Hall. And that's the end of the movie. And one of the first for 2B Tuesdays, because usually they would have like other movies that are going to be playing up next, but you know, none of those ads peed in this movie because all that stuff in the credits.
So what do we got? We got Insane Clown Posse, American Psycho Tour, Insanity, Death Racers starring ICP.
Oh my god,
and Repo, which we've already done this.
The genetic. Exactly. We may have to do Death Racers at some point.
Because Raven's in that too. That's a wrestling tapes movie.
Yes.
That's definitely a wrestling
tapes. Definitely. Alrighty, well, yeah, that was Big Buddy Rustlers, and and we want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this insane episode of the show, and also thank you to Colin and Guts for coming back on the show once again and watching this movie with us.
Thanks for having us. Always. I'll always come watch some movies. I love it.
Well, you guys are going to be back next week because for my pick, which I'm very excited about, which I won't reveal just yet, so people have to stay tuned for next Tuesday's episode to see what that is. But before we wrap up the show tonight, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on the Pop4D Network and WebTales. And yes, we gave Craven his own podcast. Everybody Loves Craven is available on the WebTales podcast feed. Make sure you subscribe to Pop4D on YouTube for creating video content and follow Pop4D on Twitch.
Nice. And Colin Gotts, where can people find you guys on the internet this week?
Podcast.com. New episodes come out every Thursday. Spotify, Apple, anywhere else you get your podcasts.
And if you want to listen to wrestling podcasts, I have a wrestling podcast called We Just Want to Talk About Wrestling. Batch is on it. It's fucking, we nerd out. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I guess I officially am part of that show now.
Yeah, so every Monday that's going to come out. So hit that up. That shit's going to be great.
Nice. Nice. You can never have enough podcasts in this world. I mean, as someone who hosts six, it says pretty much everything. But if people want to find me personally, you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/bjamine. You can find my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/bjamine. And also you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. And of course, you can follow my solo show, Bede versus the Living Dead, on Twitter at twitter.com/BedeTSVLD. And you can listen to the show on all podcast streaming services everywhere. So, yeah, that is a wrap on this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope all of you enjoyed this one. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everyone. See you, everybody. Bye.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Citizens of Mudbug.
The small town in the wicked Wild West.
You people will belong to me forever and always.
At the mercy of an evil, evil man.
No, Mr. Chimps, no, 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 no!
Give me my motherfucking money.
Desperate for a hero.
Brings you to these parts, stranger.
I ain't no stranger to these parts. I've been gone a long, long time, but I'm back now.
I'm gonna clean this town up.
Y'all listen up now, and you listen good. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is
Sheriff Sugar Wolf.
And I'm gonna show Big Baby Bitch that Mudbug is now a town under the rule of law. Sugar Waffle.
If he thinks he's coming between me and my motherfucking money, he thinks wrong. Dead wrong.
Psychopathic Records presents.
So there you are, Sheriff Sugar Wolf.
A deadly tale of debauchery, hedonism, and family love set in a small town named Mudbug.
Get the step in.
Monoxide. Jamie Madrox. Shaggy Tudo. And Violent J. Star. In Big Money Rustlers. Paul Andreessen film. Coming 2010 worldwide.
Anybody else got any issues that need discussing? I didn't fucking think so.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark, do 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 do. Surfy Shark, do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.